It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Michigan. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's going to be a great weekend. Get out in your backyard and do a barbecue. We are live and local from the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Got a studio full of people with us today. Barbecue Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jop. It is going to be a beautiful Saturday, and know how I know that?
How's that?
I got butts on the... butts and brisket on the smoker.
You know, my fingers still smell like it. We put a little final touch on those, and you got them on the smoker here during the show, and they're going to be done by the time we're done.
You shouldn't be on the radio telling people your fingers smell like my butt.
Well, you know what? It had a good... Now I'm going to take it one step further because it's got a good rub on it.
And we have with us here Buzz the Buzzard, the legend... I think he used to drive NASCAR and everything, but we have Buzz Hopefloor here from the Standale collection.
There you go.
We don't want Randy slipping into the Stan problem, but it's Standale. Mr. Buzz, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I am excellent. Looking forward to a great grilling day.
Hey, we want to talk all things deck today. That's the theme of the show. This beautiful Saturday. We're going to get back on the deck. We're going to tear it apart. We're going to rebuild it. We're going to organize it, plan it out, and we're going to plop a big old grill on it.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Tim Sobey calling in pretty quick. And
yep, from Sobey's Meats. He's a meat supplier to a lot of the grilling teams around and a very good friend of the show. As a matter of fact, the stuff you've got on your grill came from his meat shop. So Tim's going to be calling in. Got some new exciting stuff there. He's moving. Bob's got a little grilled green tomato recipe he's going to go through. We got a guy, one of our listeners actually, that found us on Facebook that we're going to talk to named Dave Thomas. Quite the griller extraordinaire that we've seen.
I think he started the Wendy's thing, didn't he?
I was going to say, isn't he dead?
Yeah, right, yeah. Not this one.
He might be listening.
Yeah. Not this one anyway, but he does a grilled watermelon that's pretty interesting. So we're going to give a call out to him and talk to him.
He's a crazy guy. He grills some crazy stuff.
Yep. Our friends up at Mount Pleasant Brewing, Kim Kowalski, the brewer up there, is going to give us a call in. Bob got a little smoked onion dip. Ooh. Haven't had that one yet, Bob, but I know you have. It should be good.
And then it today.
Some rules to grill by, and then we're going to talk about a pergola, which is a kind of a little shade producing device that goes over your deck. We're going to talk about how to build one of those, and then probably finish up with a little fireplace on the deck. So we're going to build that dream deck today. Stick with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. But right now is Buzz, let's talk a little bit about the basic deck layout design.
Well, it all starts with planning. Just like your house, anything else, got to lay it out. What are you going to use the deck for? Going to be a party place or just some place to stand out and watch the horses in the pasture? Too many pieces of furniture on there doesn't make enough room for people to enjoy themselves and walk around. So
right.
Planning is the most important part of it. How are you going to lay it out? Just like your living room.
Right.
Your couch takes up all the room. There's no room for fun.
That reminds me of an old saying when you talk about partying on the back deck. A fool and his money can throw a heck of a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, so, you know, one of the things that I did this not too long ago, and we're a grilling show, and I'm a cooking freak. I enjoy this. And
I'm an eating freak.
So. Right, yeah. So I wanted to make sure that I had room for not only my gas grill, but my smoker, and I've got a Kamado grill that's a little specialty grill. So creating the room, that layout, I think, was very important. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Absolutely. Most people don't do that. They don't really plan it out in advance properly, and you see that all the time coming into... Now, your store, you're actually in the Granville store, am I correct?
Yep, I'm moving into the Lake Michigan Drive store here next week.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
Into the new showroom there so we can help out there and plan decks and sell windows and patios and...
Well, that's closer to your house,
back
too.
Back to the retail roots.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you've got another store in Granville.
Yep, about 3 miles away down in Granville, the main yard where most of the supplies are.
Right. So... people coming into your showroom, lumber yard, I don't even know, home center, I guess, is how the proper term is now, because you sell everything.
Yes.
People coming in there, typically, they probably really cover the whole gamut of spectrum of ideas and readiness. Most of them are probably not as prepared as they need to be.
Yeah, the readiness part is usually the lacking part, and that's where we come in and get to sit down with them. We got a nice little area where we can sit down away from the traffic and
talk. If I wanted to build a deck now, you're going to talk a little bit about your deck that you're going to redo at your house.
Yes.
Because it was all rotten and you're tearing it off. If I wanted to do that, I mean, what would I bring to you when I have to come down to Standale? What would I bring? Pictures? Dimensions?
If you got pictures of the house, what size you want to make the deck, you know, what's the purpose of the deck going to be? Just for entertaining? I know if you got four grills on the deck, there's not room to have a party. So maybe you've got to add a little extension off of the deck just for the kitchen area, mm-hmm. for the grilling guys.
Right, right. And that's exactly what I did is we put like a little little thing that jetted out and we're going to put the grills out there because, you know, the other thing that we have to be very careful about is safety. If you have people on your deck, you're going to be out there partying, having a great time.
Especially if they're at your place.
Right, yeah. You know, and then they bring their kids along, which is great. I mean, that's what this is for. This is entertaining in the backyard. But if you just have the grills in the middle of everything, they're hot. And, you know, the last thing you want to happen is somebody bump up against a hot grill.
That's right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. I need to correct something. Last week I was talking about Shannon Simon. He gave us some awesome Cajun sausage. Ooh. And we were up here with Chaz from Schmoes, and we were eating that sausage. And I could not think of the name of their firm. It's Forest Hills Financial, for crying out loud. I hear it every 20 times a day on WJRW. But it's Forest Hills Financial, Shannon Simon, and he's a great guy. He's our sausage friend. So there. Love you, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we got that corrected. That's good. We sit and stand corrected. But anyway, so back to this deck. What kind of materials are most people building decks out of now, Buzz? I mean, I know there's womanized wood that are pretty typical, but are there some other like man-made materials that are available as well?
There are many different man-made materials, different types of treated wood, from your regular womanized wood to cedar to the ipe, the exotics.
Ipe, I understand that one.
Yeah.
Is that government
after
wood?
After the second beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the folks are going to one of the...
That's you pay.
One of the types of composite deckings. They cost more initially, but they save more green in the long run.
That is the only way to go.
You know, I had wood decks. The first one's gone. It's going to be replaced with one of the composites.
So, like, my back deck is probably 20 years old. It's the typical deck boards. You know, five quarters, I think they used to call them.
That's correct.
They're shot. Can I just take those off and put the composite on there?
You can just take those off and put any one of the composites on there.
Some of them have a invisible fastening system where you don't have to drill screws in those, which, you know, is always a problem with the traditional wood decks. The screws and the nails pop and you cut your feet on them and things like that. But let's talk a little bit about that.
There is a new product. I forgot to grab one along. It's called the Camo Tool.
Okay.
It does not cost any more than using a good high-quality fastener. It toenails the board down from each side. It was invented right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow, cool.
The Camo Tool will change the face of decking forever. You don't have to buy the high, expensive, hidden fastener products for it. You use their tool. It costs $50 for the professional tool, $19 for the homeowner tool. Buy the professional tool. It's a $50 tool.
Yeah.
Works great.
Is it made here, too?
It's made here in Grand Rapids.
It was
all designed. Yeah. The guys at National Nail here in Grand Rapids did a fine job. Shout out to Scott Baker.
Yep, yep. I know Scott. He's a friend of mine, and I've done some series with him. He teaches some leadership classes too. But anyway, I've seen this thing. It's kind of like built off of what a professional floor installer would use for hardwood floors, where it kind of pulls the board, puts a perfect spacing on it, and then it kind of sets the nail too, right?
Proper spacing on it. It is an awesome tool. The cost effective. simple and functional.
It's not an air nailer.
You're going to use your corded or cordless drill,
right?
Their fasteners and their bit, and it costs maybe a nickel a square foot more than using the ugly face screws.
Well, we have our mystery caller on the line right now, Tim Sobey.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. I was in your shop yesterday after being on with Michelle McCormick on the Buzz. Speaking of the Buzz, we got Buzz here with us right now from Standale.
Nice.
But I went over from here. I went down to your shop, and at 2 o'clock, the place was jammed. What's with you, Sobey?
This just seems to be a nice hub for people to come to. We have a lot of local products, a lot of healthy meats and other foods that we have here. And the foodies out there just love to come in and get the good stuff.
Man, I picked up a couple butts, and the brisket was beautiful. I got a packer.
Yep.
Dude, you know how to carve up some brisket. This was how I like to get a brisket, just big and beautiful. I trimmed it up and actually ended up with, you know, a flat and a brisket on the thing. So when Jop picked me up this morning, I showed it to him on the smoker, and he just fell in love.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Hey, so Tim, I understand you got some exciting news. Your shop is busting at the seams, and you're actually going to be moving and expanding a little bit.
Yeah, if everything goes through, hopefully we'll be moved in sometime in October. We're going to stay in the same neighborhood. This has been a fantastic neighborhood for us on Remembrance Road. We're right in Walker here. And we're just moving about a mile up the road. It's next to the Marathon gas station, close to Remembrance and Leonard. It was the old Family Dollar building. They moved out last November, and that's been sitting there vacant. And so it looks like things are going to go through. We'll be up there hopefully in a couple of months.
Well, that'll be a great location for you. Isn't there a bar right on that corner, an old kind of landmark German place maybe?
Did you say a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Walker Roadhouse.
Yep.
And excellent foods and a lot of toddies in there, so there's something for everybody.
So it's true that the west side is the best side.
Amen.
It is. Absolutely. And we're going to have a lot of expanded fresh meats. Just because we're so cramped now, we can't display everything that we'd like to. We have a whole list of sausages that we haven't been able to get perfected yet, just because we don't have room to display them. So we'll have expanded sausages.
And that's a pretty big shop you've got right now, but it was like a mosh pit yesterday when I had to work my way through the crowd to get over to the meat counter. I was getting touched in really unfamiliar places.
Oh, were you? Well, that's good then. Well, welcome to the hood.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of old guys, though. I didn't really like it.
Yeah. You know what, though? We have the nicest customers that come in here. And for the newbies that make it in, they're not sure. It's a pretty simple flow right now, just kind of a horseshoe. And you come in, and those that aren't sure, well, gee, who's next? And, hey, you're after me. And they'll just kind of take you under their wing, and you're the next in line, and, you know, help you get through the first time around, then you know the drill.
Well, listen, Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, we have a break coming up quickly. We got to cut you off, but, again, congratulations on the big expansion. We'll be right there supporting you, and we'll certainly be in to buy some more of those beautiful cuts you've got.
That's great, and we will have a lot more grilling products and things to keep the grilling guys going. We'll let you know when we have a grand opening, and we'll have some cookers out front to sample some meats.
Sounds great.
Thanks for the time on the air, and you guys have a great day.
All right, Timmy.
All right, well, that was Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats out on the west side of Grand Rapids. If you've not been there, get over there. Hey, stick with us. We're going to be talking about Bob's Grilled Green Tomatoes, and we're going to keep building that deck. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.